أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا. وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those who have been reminded, who see and witness the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet they turn away from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they turn away from the signs and they forget what they had supposed to have sent towards the hereafter in order to gain eternal bliss and success. Here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ. And your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is most forgiving, full of mercy. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes himself in actual fact not with two but three qualities. One is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the sustainer. One quality of the Rabb is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from total non-existence, Allah ta'ala brought us into existence. And then stage by stage, step by step, according to our condition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sustained us. Our sustenance had varied whilst we were in the womb of our mothers to when we came out into this world. The sustenance was different and it continued to be different. And in each stage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considered our own development and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considered our own condition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most forgiving, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of mercy. That is why we will find that most of the commentators of the Quran, when they speak about Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the very beginning of the Quran says Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar Rahmanir Rahim, reiteration of these qualities of compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created this world was to show compassion, to show kindness on the people of this world. So that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, we find that man disobeys Allah Rabbul Izzat, man becomes arrogant, man becomes daring, and with the result that man earns the displeasure of Allah and he earns the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah's compassion, Allah's kindness, Allah's forgiveness is such that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not take man to task immediately for the heinous sins that man commit. And Allah says, لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have seized insan, mankind, for the deeds, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have hastened their punishment for them. But we found that this was never the case. On the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's clemency, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tolerance, and on the other hand, Allah's forgiveness, and on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given man chance for respite. Allah had given man chance, respite, so that he may turn towards Allah after disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking forgiveness. Man misuses his eyes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not snatch that eyes away. In the ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it clear, had Allah done that, there would have never been a moving creature on this earth, each person would have been destroyed. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us the opportunity to turn to Allah and to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ballahum maw'id, then again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for insan is a promise, a fixed time. لَا يَجِدُوا مِن دُونِهِ مَوْئِلًا. When that time comes and the destruction comes and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, then insan, man, will never find an escape besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be no other way out but by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's refuge. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has on the one hand showed his clemency, his kindness, his compassion. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the precision also also of Allah Ta'ala's timing. Tilkal qura ahlaknahum lamma zalamu. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that those were the inhabitants, those were the people, those were the villages, the inhabitants, when they had become disobedient to Allah and they had become transgressive. Some of the commentators say that here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the people of the past, the people of Ad and Thamud, etc. That when the time had come, because of their own zulm, because of their own wrongdoings, their own transgression, it wasn't that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala loved to punish, it wasn't that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala was hasty in the punishment. It was because of the wrongdoings of the people. وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that we made for their destruction a fixed time. And when that time came, obviously Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had destroyed them. So here in these verses, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows two very clear aspects. One is the rahmah and the kindness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The second aspect is that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's punishment and destruction will come when man disobeys and becomes transgressive. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala save us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.